I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. President Trump's campaign rally in Great Falls yesterday brought out ardent supporters and some protesters. YPR caught up with a couple of them as they waited outside of the Four Seasons Arena before the president spoke. The line was already long before the gates opened at 10:30 to the public at the Montana Expo Park in Great Falls. The crowd surged forward and hurried to get into another line near the main doors of the Four Seasons Arena for yet another 2.5-hour wait. Randall Tom from Lakefield, Minnesota was at the front of that line and energizing the crowd.
Yeah, it's my 35th rally.
Yeah. Were you interested in politics before?
Not until I went to his very first rally. I live real close to the border of Iowa. So when he had his very, very first rally, I went to it. I said, oh my God, I can get behind this guy.
Tom says Trump spoke in his language.
He wasn't speaking politics. He was speaking American. That since came to me, spoke on that stage, and said he was going to stand for me, and that he wasn't going to be bought by big money. That no matter what, he was going to be strong through it, and he just wanted us to be there to support him.
He says he's been asked by other reporters if he blindly loves everything the president does. Tom says that's a loaded question, but the answer is no.
Sometimes, you know, you have a nice big old steak, you might have to eat a little bit of gristle to get to that best part of the steak. And you know what the best part of our steak is? America being first.
Tom was wearing a red, white, and blue shirt and hat, reminiscent of a flag motif. Vendors on the grounds were selling Trump shirts, hats, buttons, bags, and other items. The event was billed as a Republican campaign rally in support of U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale and Congressman Greg Gianforte, who's seeking a second term.
We don't need somebody from outside of Montana coming to Montana to tell Montanans how to vote.
Laura Weiss of Great Falls was the designated spokesperson for the group of protesters who were standing in a roped-off area near the FFA barn on the Expo Park grounds. It was away from the long line of people waiting to get into the arena. White says they have a message for the president.
We don't welcome hate in Great Falls, that we don't welcome bigotry and discrimination in Great Falls, that the president is not a statesman. He's not the kind of person that we feel should be representing America, and that basically love Trump's hate.
While the number of protesters were far below the number of supporters, White says they were there because they too care about the country.
We care about exercising our right to protest peacefully and to send a message that just because Montana carried Trump in the presidential election doesn't mean that there are folks who haven't changed their mind, and it doesn't mean that there are folks here who agree with his message all the time, because we don't.
The Great Falls Tribune estimated the crowd of protesters at about 300 people by the time the president arrived at the venue. And thousands of ticket holders were still standing in line, hoping to get in to attend that rally, but were turned away because the event was oversold. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.